Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren. And the Tyrone man is leaving Derry.
Yeah, well, no, we're surprised, but we're not surprised, really. Mickey Hart stepping down as Derry football manager after just one season in charge guided Derry to victory in the McKenna Cup and the Allianz League. I think anyone that saw them in the early part of the year thought, geez, there's no stopping this Derry team. Maybe that success came a little too soon, but certainly didn't end well in terms of the championship. They confirmed the process to find a replacement will begin tonight. The county board have a meeting, and it's been reported widely in many of the newspapers that one man being tipped maybe for a return, and that is Rory Gallagher. So we're watching this space with great interest. The RFU has confirmed that Craig Casey and Dan Sheen will not play any further part in the tour in South Africa. It concludes on Saturday in Durban. Casey suffered a concussion injury. Sheehan has a very serious looking knee injury, could be sidelined for an extended period. Connacht hooker Dave Heffernan and Ulster scrum half Nathan Duke, they've been called up in their places. Conor Murray came off the bench for Craig Casey last weekend, and he says he's ready to take his place in the starting lineup if he's called upon.
Yeah, they're a good team. We shouldn't be surprised by that. I think we all seen Brighton.
Yeah, Craig played really well. I thought like he had a great game and took a really unfortunate knock. I don't think there's any malice in it from what I've seen. Yeah, I think he just hit his head off the ground. So yeah, look, feel good, feel fit, and feel good about my game for the last part of the season, and you know, ready to rock what he's got.
Yeah, that is Conor Murray. You also heard a clip of Stephen Bradley, the Shamrock Rovers manager, and let's hear from him right now. Shamrock Rovers in action in the Champions League qualifiers. They'll meet the Icelandic side Víkingur Reykjavík. Rovers away in the first leg, 7:45 start there, and the manager doesn't need any reminding that a side lost to Icelandic opposition last year.
Yeah, they're a good team. We shouldn't be surprised by that. I think we all seen Breidablik last year, so they're a very similar style to that. And we've seen what they were like. So these are a good team. There's no doubt that you can see they're coached well, and they're very, very dangerous in the attacking towards them. It's a tough toy. There's no doubt about that. We know we've got to be at a very top level in Europe, and at this level, where if you're not at your top level, you very quickly get punished and get found out. So we know where they're strong. We know where we can hurt them, but we got to make sure we're focused.
And the first of the semi-finals of the Euros takes place tonight. It's Spain against France at 8 o'clock. The game live on RTE2 and The Player. Craig Bellamy is expected to be named as the new Wales manager later today. The Cork City Sports event takes place at the new track, the new look track at the MTU this evening. Many of our Paris-bound Olympians will be there to continue their preparations, and many top-level internationals will also be there. The action gets underway at 5:30. Keegan Bradley's been named the United States captain for the 2025 Ryder Cup. The event takes place at Bethpage Black in New York. The Irish equestrian team for the forthcoming Olympics has been confirmed. The eventing team will be Austin O'Connor, Sarah Ennis and Susie Berry. The alternate, Aoife Clark. Abigail Lyle has been selected to compete in the individual dressage, and the show jumping team will be Shane Sweetnam, Daniel Coyle and Keane O'Connor. The alternate, Bertram Allen. Irish sailor Evie McMahon has retained her title in the women's single dinghy event at the Under 21 World Championships. She finished 30 points ahead of the chasing pack in Portugal. They're a great form to take into the Paris Olympics. Elena Svitolina has said she found it very tough to play in her Wimbledon fourth round match yesterday after a Russian strike killed dozens of people and seriously damaged a children's hospital in her native Ukraine. She broke down in tears during an on-court interview after she reached the quarterfinals.
It was a good performance from my side today, and you know, it's a very difficult day today for Ukrainian people, and you know, since the morning it's very difficult to read the news, and just to go on the court it's extremely tough. So I'm happy that I could play today and get a win.
There you go. That is your sport for now.